David Bowie and Brian Ferry, lead singer of the group Roxy Music, are 70s rock stars with new albums that try to update their images without compromising their essential styles. Rock critic Ken Tucker thinks only one of these veterans has fully succeeded.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in turning.
That's Brian Ferry applying his muted baritone to a Bob Dylan song on Ferry's new album, which is called Frantic. The album is anything but frantic. It has its share of hard-driving, electric guitar-based songs. But as has always been true of Ferry's style, it's both his ballad crooning and his canny choice of material that give his music its subtle thrill. That was true of his first cover album collection, These Foolish Things, in 1974. It was true of his homage to 30s and 40s pop standards on 1999's As Time Goes By. And it's certainly true of the leadoff cut on Frantic, a brilliantly scattered version of Dylan's It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, in which he sounds like a middle-aged man whom passionate love and heartbreak has taken by surprise and driven crazy.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. Yonder stands your offer with his gun, crying like a fire. Look at all the saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue.
In contrast to Brian Ferry's willingness to do the vocal equivalent of a dandy whose hair is mussed, his bow tie undone, David Bowie keeps it very buttoned up on his new album called Heathen. The collection is dominated by original material, and it reunites him with producer Tony Visconti, who oversaw such first-rate Bowie albums as Heroes and Scary Monsters. But the new tunes are timidly nostalgic, with a nod to John Lennon in the line, I Believe in Beatles, lots of sci-fi atmospherics, and allusions to his own oldies like Space Oddity. In one new song here, Slip Away, he sounds as if he's yearning for the old days when he sings, In Space, It's Always 1982.
Oogie waits for just another day, drags his bones to see the Yankees play, owns by talks and flickers gray, only slip away.
The album comes to life only when he chooses a surprising cover song, like this one from the 80s post-punk band The Pixies, called Cactus. Bowie also does a nicely idiosyncratic version of Neil Young's I've Been Waiting for You, but the rest of the album is a wispy dud. Ferry, by contrast, does a startlingly good cover of Lead Belly's Goodnight Irene and includes a few terrific new originals, foremost among them the gorgeous I Thought, a collaboration with his old Roxy Music member, Brian Eno.
I thought you'd be my streetcar named Desire, my way, my taste of wine. I thought you'd be that flame within the fire. One dream that just won't die. All night I'm looking for new love. Impossible true love. Nothing.
Ultimately, Brian Ferry seems to have a better grasp than David Bowie does of what people might want to hear, which is old-fashioned music close to the performer's heart, as opposed to music that evokes old fashions.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.